it's a real honor to be here and to follow you, Sarah. And I really appreciate the women that came into the room with you in your poems. And a lot of the book, Sister Tongue, honors women and Iranian women specifically. The book is all about being an Iranian and being a Californian and the borders between that and the way that we can try to cross them. And a lot of that is through language. The other title for the book, Sister Tongue, is Zaban-e Khahar, the Farsi title. And I'm gonna read a couple poems from that book. And this is actually a first. I have never read from my phone at a poetry reading. And I have gone to open mics and readings for 3 straight decades. This is the first time I'm doing this. I have never forgotten the printed version of the poems. I don't know why. I think it's the distraction of AWP and all the yeah. I'm just gonna blame that, not my age. But here it is, and I think I can see these. Just get this done. No, this is we're gonna make it work. Untranslated. In the silence of my girlhood, spoons clattered in glasses of tea. The squeak of the front door closing. I was the child I'd never have. I listened for clues. I spoke without saying a thing. I made sounds to fill the spaces I could see around everyone. My teeth and eyes gleamed, face open, a flower. As if to say to these people, speak. Say things I understand. Their untranslated words whoosh by, an autumn gust. Staticky din of English and Farsi with afternoon fruit and cookies, my lips mouthing along with them to pay attention as I wrote their stories in my head, rearranged the letters into meaning. I heard the squished sounds of a heartbeat in a stethoscope, pump and thrum. In the languages of women I could have been, I felt both lonely and contained. We were chadorless, light-skinned. All the women who disappeared into the silence inside me, I pull from the roar of the past. I make introductions, by which I mean I want the foreigner in me to meet the foreigner in me. This is called Borders, and this is the only poem left of a series of poems I called Borders, but in this book, I really started realizing how much I was thinking about that, the crossing, and of course in very much inheriting from Gloria Anzaldúa and the spirit of trying to cross and owning the spaces that we're in. So this is, again, the one leftover Borders poem, which helped me shape the whole book. And, you know, it's all part of that process. Borders. I know its shape, my not country, far away home. I know the space it takes, the snail head of Tabriz at the top, bulbous spiral of the rest. I've known for decades without knowing the way I didn't know what countries touch the tender neck, the belly, or the shell, except Iraq, because my cousins hoped not to die on that front. And I'll do one more here for you. This is called Tea, and this is written as if it's a definition, a series of dictionary entries. So that's, you just should know that. There's a colon at the beginning of each entry. Tea. A widely cultivated shrub of the family, Theaceae. A reception, snack, or meal at which tea is served. the drink made by steeping leaves of the tea plant in water heated over a flame. From the 1980s on, definitively not chai, the spiced sweetened Indian drink with added milk. In Farsi, chai. Served in glasses to cup in your palm, though traditional glasses have metal holders for protection. Where daughters listen to what's important in a life. Where women complain through the sugar cube they're holding in their teeth and smile when they notice they're crying. Where what's really being drunk is attention. Space of not ritual. I learned that there aren't really rules for tea. I like the noisiest women best. I perform what I know of hierarchy, of who serves whom, and think I'll never have daughters who serve me tea. Relieved, there's a place for me here to serve the tea and behave, to look like I know what that means. Bitter amber drink to wash down sorrow and fear. Tannic tonic, homeroom, safe word. Whisper chai when they ask you what you want. It's never greedy. Synonyms, respite, memory, name among women.